Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
For those that were asking, I thought I said it, but Cliff Maloney on Twitter is at Maloney. M-A-L-O-N-E-Y, at Maloney. He's got 72,000 followers. He's a great guy. So please give him a follow. Corey DeAngelis is at DeAngelis Corey. And now joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD is a man who needs no introduction because he's been on the show many times. But he's on X at David Gelman ESQ, which I believe from watching Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure stands for Esquire. David Gelman, how are you, sir?
Rich, you are correct. I believe that does mean Esquire. At least I put it in my name every time. It makes me look important.
Good. Yeah, good. Well done. Of course, in addition to being a former prosecutor, you are now a criminal defense attorney. And you have what I still think is the best slogan in the business, which is just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. You're also all over Newsmax and Fox News these days. And I believe you told me that they're sending you the van tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, well, yeah. So tomorrow night, I'll be on Fox News for Fox News at Night with Kevin Cork. They were going to do it last night. Apparently, they called me at like 6 saying, hey, can you come on? But at half an hour later, they said, oh, we don't have a van, so keep on Thursday.
Okay. All right, good. We're also monitoring the situation in York. We've got 5 police officers who've been shot, and we're going to keep people updated on that throughout the course of this. But I wanted to talk to you about a couple of different things, but mainly Utah. And I'd love for you to put on both your defense attorney hat and your prosecutor hat for us. You watched the press conference yesterday. So from the perspective of a prosecutor, what do you think so far of the evidence the state is laying out? Do you think there's more that's going to come out? And what is your take on the roommate / boyfriend of the suspect?
So I thought the prosecutor laid out everything really, really well yesterday. Look, it's a very difficult situation. I mean, this is probably going to be the best prosecutor will ever have. So I think they did a very good job. Did they let us know about everything, though? No, not even close. There's a lot of things that we do not know at this time. And to be honest with you, I still think that the prosecution still has things that they don't know. You and I have talked about this. If you're looking at the video of the shooter and when he's coming off of the roof and all, and then they're saying that the gun was with him, I'm looking. I can't see a gun there. I mean, you know, and they're saying it's in his backpack. Well, you can't collapse a rifle of that caliber. So, you know, there's definitely not being told to the public right now, and for a reason, because either they have other people that are on the police's or on the authorities' radar that they are going to be arresting, or they just still don't know yet. But I think at this point, they're kind of they're keeping everything as close to the vest as possible, but transparent as possible. So they're really walking a fine line there. And I would do the same exact thing if I was a prosecutor there. As for the roommate, it's a really interesting situation that the prosecution is in, and the roommate for that matter. So they want to keep the roommate on their side.
Dave, we're gonna call you because we're having some connectivity issues with you, which we're gonna get you on the phone. All right, we're gonna call you right back. We're having a little bit of a buffer, so we'll do that in just a second because I want to make sure we can hear everything you have to say here. In the meantime, as I mentioned to you, there's a breaking news story out of York, Pennsylvania. We have five police officers who were shot. Three are in grave condition as of right now. They were serving a warrant in Pennsylvania, Northern York Regional Police Department. We'll keep you posted on that. They were serving a warrant when they were fired upon. Three officers from the Northern York Regional Police Department are in grave condition, and another officer from the department is in critical condition, according to sources. And a deputy from the York County Sheriff's Office is injured. Now, I have a source in law enforcement who texted me, said it's not looking good. I obviously won't release anything until I am given the green light to do so. But certainly, you know, please send a prayer their way. That'd be a big help. It's a reminder of just how scary of a job being a police officer is and how dangerous it is, even you know, something like serving a warrant. The suspect apparently is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That is what we also know at the time. And again, details are still coming in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, so back on the phone with us, David Gelman, Esquire, criminal defense attorney, and also a former prosecutor as well. So you were mentioning the roommate. Now, somebody had came up with this theory. I believe it was Matt Walsh who said the text messages kind of remind him of Breaking Bad, where Walter White and Jesse, like Walter's basically trying to protect Jesse by, you know what I'm saying, like absolving him of any guilt, even though they were both in on it together. Is there a possibility of that? Because from the exchanges of like the roommates, like, did you do it? Well, I mean, obviously he did it. He's saying he did it. It just, you know what I'm saying? It seemed rather odd.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing, honestly. I wouldn't put it past anything that the roommate may have had prior knowledge of it, and that the shooter is trying to protect his, you know, his lover or whatever you want to call it. So I think that's certainly a possibility. But as I was saying before I was cut off there, because bad connection, thank you, the...
But not my fault. I'm like, take it up with Comcast. What do you want me to do about it?
I know. Hey, look, you and I both know we're not fans of Comcast.
That's why Fox News sends you the van, so they don't have these issues.
Exactly. Exactly. We need you to get a van, you know, just for this show.
Well, I mean, I would just like, I'd be happy just to get a free cup of coffee. Let's not go too crazy here.
Fair enough. No, but as I was what I was saying earlier is the prosecution, they want this, they want the roommate on their side because he has valuable information about the shooter. Now, whether he has ulterior motives, we have no idea. But the police, they want to keep him there. Now, if he doesn't cooperate, then they might have to have charge him. All right, they may have to charge him as a conspirator in this whole thing, and they're going to use that carrot on the shooter as well, saying, hey, listen, if you don't tell us everything and, you know, and your boyfriend doesn't say everything, you know what's going to happen? He's going to be in the cell with you, and they both might like that, but I don't want to go there.
Well, yeah, I kind of got that sense, too, when they were asking the prosecutor, do you think there'll be any charges against the roommate? And he said, I don't want to comment on that right now. It certainly seems like that possibility is there, so they're trying to get cooperation. What about the potential defense here? Because people have asked me, it certainly seems, excuse me, if they have they have a pretty open and shut case. What would the defense be, if anything?
Well, look, you know, there's no such thing as an open and shut case. Okay. I do agree, though, that they do have some very strong evidence. You know, the confession is, you know, pretty strong. However, a lot of people are, you know, saying, well, maybe he could raise the insanity defense. And that might be his best way to go. However, I'll be honest, I don't think that will play out very well. Because all the things that he did, the text messages with his boyfriend, the conversations with his family and the priest, and then all the steps that he took to evade police for a day and a half or something like that, that shows that he was thinking clearly. So if you have the insanity defense and that's what you're raising, you have to show that he was not acting sane, that he did not know what he was doing at the particular time of the shooting. Not after, not now, but at the time of the shooting. And I think all of his actions that he took and the intent that he had as well, I think it's going to be difficult to actually be successful with that defense. But I think that's all you're going to have to do. That's all you can do unless you're going to plead this thing out. And the only pleading I think the state would do would probably be a life in prison without the possibility of parole.
But if they've got a strong case here and they want to seek the death penalty, they don't have to accept them. They don't have to accept the plea offer, right? If the attorney comes back and says, look, we'll agree to plead guilty in exchange for you take death penalty off the table, the state does not have to agree to that, right?
No, they don't. They don't. However, let's look at it the other way. They can do what they call an open plea. So they can say, all right, you know what? We don't care what the state says. We agree. We're going to plead guilty to all these charges. And the judge is then going to have to sentence him. And the judge would then be able to sentence him to life without the possibility of parole. Look, if they did, in fact, want to plead guilty to that, I don't see the state saying, you know what, we will seek the death penalty. Because God forbid they go to trial and something miraculous happens where you have a rogue juror and then you lose or you get a mistrial. How's that going to look? That's going to look terrible. So, you know, if you have the apple in the hand, you better use that. And I, if I was a prosecutor, I would take that all day and run. Life without the possibility of parole, all day.
Yeah, it's a great point, right? It only takes one juror, and that's all it takes. And then it's either a mistrial or he could walk. So I absolutely see your point on that. What about the federal side of this? I noticed that the feds are waiting before they file any charges. Does that make sense procedurally? Because if they file charges, it could complicate things on the state level. It could delay things. It could slow this down.
It may. But look, number one, the statute of limitations won't expire for the feds for a long time. You know, they're going to have at least over a year to get the charges, if in fact they want to do that. I think they're really wanting to see how this plays out in the state level. And look, when you have these types of cases, these murder cases, honestly, the state is probably a little better equipped to handle it than a federal prosecution. You know, and there's kind of a misnomer that people think, oh, well, if it's a federal case, it's going to be a lot more serious than if it's a state case. No, that's absolutely wrong, because this guy is looking at the death penalty, life in prison without parole. So, you know, there's nothing more serious than that. So the federal case, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think they're going to just wait to see. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just say, you know what, state, you're doing a great job. You got the verdict that we want, the resolution that we want. We're good.
And David Gelman, the feds can cooperate with they can help the state in the course of the prosecution without having to file federal charges, correct?
Yeah, that's 100%. In fact, they've already been helping. You know, the feds were part of this manhunt. The feds are part of the investigation. The FBI was one of the main units that that helped in capturing this individual. So the feds are going to be helping out from till the end of the case, one way or another.
Now, the other question that I had for you is this whole issue with the gun, where he circles back to get the gun. I'm confused by all this, because I thought that there was something about it was on him. He leaves it. He tries to go back and get it. That also seems very strange. Why would you leave it and try to go back? Why wouldn't you just take it with you and leave the scene? I don't understand that.
And see, and this is exactly what I was talking about, Rich. There are some holes in the story that we're not aware of. Because I agree. Why would you leave the gun and then just say, oh, I'll go back for it? You know, if he's saying, oh, because it costs money and I want it, maybe for a memento. I mean, maybe that was his reasoning. But it's not adding up. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. This is not 1 + 1 here. So I'm very curious to see why they are saying that, because they're also saying that the gun was in the woods. Well, how did he, you know, you don't really see him with that gun when he comes off of the building. So there's things that we just don't know yet, and that the prosecution, I just don't think they want to tell us yet, because it's an open investigation. I wouldn't be surprised if other individuals are being charged here. I'm not saying it's the roommate, but there could be other individuals that knew about this, that conspired, that potentially helped him plan. And if that's the case, then they're going to definitely be charging individuals in the coming, you know, weeks or months or whenever it is.
Yeah, there's a lot here that we don't really understand about this. And I get the point about keeping it close to the vest. The other question is, I would imagine the defense is going to say, hey, he can't get a fair trial here and try to do a motion for a change of venue. How likely is that, you think?
You know, it's 50-50, because when you have a high profile case such as this, you're always going to have that hanging over your head. Look at the murder in Idaho with Kohlberger. You know, same thing. They had to do a change of venue because they didn't think that they were going to get a fair trial. But, you know, this has gotten national attention. So if they're not going to get a fair trial in that place in Utah, where are they going to get a fair trial? You know,
right.
I think it's way too early to really say anything about that. But I would anticipate that the defense, they're probably going to file a motion, you know, as this plays out a little more. And it's just gamesmanship. And frankly, they're going to have to do that.
What about this idea that other people knew he was going to do this from this Discord chat that he was telling people? I mean, could there have been other people involved here in the planning and or the execution of this?
Look, certainly. Obviously, look, these Discord chats, they're very, very intricate and they're very secretive. And there's like millions of them. It's like, you know, there's literally millions of Discord chats going on all over the world at any given time of the day. So I would not be surprised if other individuals knew about this prior to anything. And again, you know, you think about this. This guy, he didn't go to that college, and he had kind of access. He kind of knew where to go. He knew how to get up onto the roof and everything like that, and then go down. And you know, he could have scoped it out, everything like that. But I do find it a little weird that he knew everything to do from that. You know, he's a 22-year-old. He's not like a professional. So I would think that, you know, maybe somebody else was in the know and they might have had a little help. But look, I don't want to speculate, obviously.
Yeah, and we don't. I mean, it's human nature to kind of speculate in these matters, certainly, because of all the things you're saying here about that. It also seems like it clearly was, assuming that this is the shooter and he acted alone and everything like this, that his motivation was political. He hated Charlie Kirk. He hated what he stood for, and he wanted to take him out. I noticed that the prosecutor, in talking about aggravated murder and saying that other people were around Charlie Kirk, if the feds wanted to, could they bring terrorism charges based on the fact that this was politically motivated? And looking at what happened with Luigi Mangione in New York, where the judge dismissed those charges in two of those counts— Is that because it's a tougher standard to prove, or is that just be apples and oranges and the Mangione thing was totally separate because he was just targeting one person versus a political speaker at a crowd surrounded by like-minded individuals?
I think you're talking about apples and oranges, honestly. No, I think the judge in the Mangione case was dead wrong. I don't know. I don't think they should have dismissed those two charges. I think, frankly, should have let it play out and then let the jury. If the jury didn't feel that those charges were appropriate, then they could have dismissed them or voted not guilty. But I don't think the judge should have done that. I don't think there was probable cause. It's frankly, it's not a high standard for these charges and to have them stick. So, I don't think that judge did that there. The feds, look, you are correct, Rich. You know, you could go to law school and probably do better than I did. And because
well, that wouldn't be hard.
Frankly, yeah.
You went to the American Samoa School of Law with Saul Goodman, right? I believe. Is that right?
He's my neighbor. Hey, Saul. As for the terroristic charges, yeah, they could definitely file domestic terrorism charges against this the killer. There's no question about it. And then there's also the hate crime that because he did not appreciate, he did not like what Charlie Kirk was saying and his views, that could definitely be considered a hate crime. And that goes toward the aggravated murder that he's being charged with. So you got to remember, in Utah, you have murder, which is just regularly, you know, you intend to kill. Mm-hmm. You had the intent to kill an individual. Aggravated murder is that's where the death penalty comes in. And that is, you know, you have the intent to kill, but there has to be other circumstances surrounding it. So in this situation, they're saying because there are other individuals around Charlie Kirk, that they were put in danger as well. So think about it. You know, if that bullet, it could have gone through Charlie Kirk to somebody. And obviously then you'd have another individual who could be wounded or died. So that's where you get the aggravating aspect of it. And that is how they're able to at least file for the death penalty.
David Gelman's with us. David Gelman is a criminal defense attorney. You can follow him on X at David Gelman ESQ. And of course, Gelman Law is where you find him. He's also a former prosecutor, so he's an expert on all these matters, which is why he's highly sought after on both Fox News and Newsmax, I should mention as well. You were also part of the president's election law team in the past election. So, kind of thinking in terms of where we are in America right now with these people who keep calling us fascists, and you have the district attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, again with the Nazi and the, you know, we hate everybody. I mean, is the left going to get the message here that, hey, your rhetoric is fueling this? Because this violence is not happening on both sides. This violence is happening on the left. And it's the rhetoric that they throw at people like you and people like me for our support of President Trump. And it has to stop. And we've got elected officials who are the ones who've been doing this for years, by the way. For years they've been doing this.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I'm sickened by when the left says this is on both sides. No, it's not on both sides. Look at all these murders that are happening. You know, the people who went after President Trump, was that on the right? Nope. Was Charlie Kirk? No. Mangione? No. I can go on and on and on. And then you have this divisive rhetoric by, look, Cory Booker yesterday, Spartacus, as you like to call him. Mm-hmm. Crockett, that, you know, she's a gem. And then the minority leader? From New York,
Jeffries. You
know, yeah, all these individuals are stoking the fire. Now, I always thought that, look, you know, the way to silence them is through the voters' box. And I still believe that, because the more and more Republicans get out there and vote for their candidates, I think and we get them into office, the less we're going to have to deal with the left, because they're not going to have any power. They can't. Now, is that going to control their vitriol, though, and their anger and their hatred? That is a different story. And I don't know how that can be stopped, honestly. I mean, besides lobotomies, and I don't think that's legal.
Well, it's not a bad suggestion. It's just the amount of brain damage these people already have, though. I don't know if a lobotomy will even help them at this point. Gelman, let me ask you this, too, as we're looking at this particular case. And we haven't seen a lot of people rally around this suspect yet. We do see it, though, with Mangione. And we have this one whack job woman who I saw today who is now either dating or married the AI image of Luigi Mangione. There are some real lunatics out there in New York celebrating this guy, and some even suggesting that he didn't do it, that he's being framed here. I mean, just nuts. I am pure nuts to watch these people.
I mean, that woman's parents, I'm sure, are really proud of her. You know, look, you and I are in New York about once a week now, it seems like, when you're, you know, in studio for Fox or Newsmax or wherever it is. And, you know, you and I, we always text each other when we're in there or something, taking pictures. Do you see all those nut jobs there? I mean, it doesn't shock me at all that they believe this stuff about Mangione, but it is insane how anybody could worship or support these heinous, heinous people who do these things. I mean, do they not understand that the people, there's dead people, and not only that, but the families, they lost their loved one. So Mangione, the CEO who he killed, you know, he had, I think, three kids and a wife. Never going to see their father again.
No.
Charlie Kirk, he's got two beautiful kids and a wife. They're never going to be able to see him again. You know, these individuals who think this is okay and are just cheering it on, they got wires that are not connecting, and it's disgusting.
Do you think that the next step in the investigation here with regards to the suspect in Utah, the next step in this is going to be looking into these people on this Discord chat? And I'm trying to understand if there might be groups, because I've heard this now that you know, are funding a lot of this and funding a lot of this violence and looking into broader potential conspiracies here. If that is the case, if you have that, and we don't know, mm-hmm. but you know, we've certainly heard that there are these groups that are out there doing this. I'm assuming that is 100% a federal thing that the feds would have to go after. Am I right about that?
Oh, that's 1,000%. You know, and look, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that you have individuals who are financing this stuff. I mean, look, you know how George Soros is, and I'm not saying he's involved in this, but he finances a lot of the left propaganda. So
sure
you
does.
Might have individuals that is similar to him that are financing this. Now, look, the feds, I can guarantee you, are on these servers already. They've been on it since day one, looking at the Discord, and they have to go through each and every one. And like I said, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them. So the time that it's taking is going to be tremendous. The only issue I see, though, is what if you have somebody overseas? And I don't think that's a out of the realm possibility by any means. There's no jurisdiction. So that would be the that's the issue I could see happening. But the feds could, if it's anybody in the United States, yeah, I could see them being indicted and arrested and charged 100%.
Are there any other red flags that we should be aware of as you see it from your position as a former prosecutor?
Look, I want everybody to just be cautious about this. This is not a slam dunk. All right. There's things here that look, maybe they have a lot more information, or I assume they do, that we don't know yet. But again, there's no such thing as a slam dunk in a case. You can think you have the best case in the world. I've had them. And you know what? Sometimes they collapse at the last minute. So I want everybody to realize that the state, what they're doing, and the prosecutor, what they're doing, they're building their case up, and they're doing it brick by brick by brick. So I think they're doing a good job. And in the end, they're going to get the resolution they want, I have a feeling. Whether that's death penalty, I don't know. But life in prison without parole, I think it's very, very strong.
David Gelman, Esquire, and please, if you need him, reach out to him. He's the best out there. So we appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for your time today. We'll look forward to watching you on Fox News tomorrow night. And thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Rich. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right. We got a lot of things to get to. We are also watching as multiple police officers have been shot in York County, PA. Five, with three being in grave condition right now. So we will keep you posted on that. But this is our happy hour, and we're happy that we're going to be going back to Cape May on October 10th for our big rally in North Wildwood. It's going to be a great day to get out the vote, to remember Charlie Kirk, and that's going to be on October 10th. North Wildwood, you sign up by going to capegop.com. And if you want to make a weekend out of it at the Grand Hotel, think about it, because they have amazing specials for the fall, including they've got special room rates and resort credits available for you as well. So just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do that today. Dr. Mike Veneria is my dentist. He is my friend, and he's also the dentist that other dentists send their patients to for the really complex cases. So when the dentist needs to send somebody to the expert, he's the expert they call. That should mean something to you, because let's say you need complex dental surgery. Let's say you need implants or caps, crowns, whatever it is. You don't go to the closest dentist, and you don't go to those chain pop-up dental offices. You go to the guy who is focused on your care and your compassion, not cost. And a lot of these chain dental offices, that's what they're all about these days. So reach out to Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. There's two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Easy to get to from wherever you are and worth the trip. Just go to VeneriaDental.com and make your appointment. You'll get a free implant consultation. And I know personally how great of a dentist he is, because my entire family goes to Dr. Mike. And just last year, Bridget got a big smile upgrade when she needed her veneers replaced. And Dr. Mike gave her beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked more beautiful. VeneriaDental.com. You'll love the people in the office, the music he plays, and you'll love the level of care and compassion. So trust the dentist that the other dentists send their patients to. The dentist that doctors like Dr. Maz choose for their dental care. It matters who doctors pick for their health care. That's certainly important. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get some audio for you. The Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, called it like it is regarding the person who shot Charlie Kirk. And as we continue along here, that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. It is about care. It is about compassion. It is not about cost. That is what separates him from all the other dentists out there. So make your appointment today with Dr. Mike Veneria. Here's J.D. Vance.
You talk to the shooter's mother, you talk to the shooter's father, you talk to the local district attorney, you talk to the FBI director or the deputy director of the FBI. You look at every ounce of evidence that we have, and it is clear. This is a person who grew up in a pretty normal family, actually had a pretty good home life, who was radicalized by the far left, by the social networks of the far left, by the ideas of the far left, and got so far down the path of radicalization that he killed my friend. That is not a both sides problem. My friend is dead because of left-wing political radicalization. And if you want to cut that out, then be honest about it and look yourself in the mirror.
Here's some good news. Cash Patel today before the House talked about how the FBI is ending the weaponization against American citizens. And he talked about restoring integrity of the FBI. Congressman Jim Jordan asked him a series of questions. I think you'll like the answers to all these questions. I know I like the answer to all these questions. This is cut number two.
Director, yes or no, is the FBI still spying on parents at school board meetings?
No, sir.
Is the FBI still targeting Catholics?
No, sir.
Is the FBI still spying on President Trump?
I don't believe so.
Is the FBI still censoring Americans?
No, sir.
Is the FBI still targeting Americans for shopping at Cabela's or purchasing Bibles?
Nobody is targeted for their faith.
Is the FBI still targeting Americans who are pro-life?
Nobody is targeting anyone for their beliefs.
Is the FBI still cooking the books on crime data?
The crime data is real.
Is the FBI still purging agents for conservative viewpoints?
No one at the FBI has asked their viewpoints on politics.
Is the FBI still labeling the Betsy Ross flag, the flag of the American Revolution, a hate symbol?
No.
Well, maybe that's why you've been able to. What was the number? 23,000 bad guys you've arrested, a huge increase from the same time period in the previous administration. I think you said 1,400 predators, 4,000 children rescued. Were those the facts?
4,700, 35% increase on children rescued.
Yeah. And you got the guy to Abbey Gate.
We got the Abbey Gate guy.
We had a guy from the 4th District of Ohio who lost his life there serving our country. We appreciate that. Maybe when you're not focused on politics, you can actually do what the FBI is supposed to do. Go get the bad guys, right?
That's what the men and women of the FBI do.
There you go. We have a little montage of Kash Patel embarrassing a collection of Democrat senators yesterday from the hearing on Capitol Hill. They could not keep up with him. You're going to hear some of the real gems here. Of course, obviously, Count Grant Sangelis, Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band, Adam Schiff, Maisie Hirono, and others. This is cut number 8 from yesterday, a little montage. Take a listen.
Why was this July 7th memorandum unsigned?
Would you prefer I've used AutoPen?
Fresh off RFK skewering Democrat senators, it was now time for FBI Director Kash Patel to let them make fools of themselves.
I don't think you're fit to head the Bureau, but here's the thing, Mr. Patel. I think you're not going to be around long. I think this might be your last oversight hearing. Because as much as you supplicate yourself to the will of Donald Trump and not the Constitution of the United States of America, Donald Trump has shown us in his first term and in this term, he is not loyal to people like you. He will cut you loose, defend the Constitution, and do a much better job of defending this country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to say anything?
Yes, sir. That rant of false information does not bring this country together. If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My God.
If you want to talk about
dividing this country,
it is my time.
I follow you on your social media posts that
tear
this country apart.
To address your falsehoods.
You can try all you want
in this country
to not take responsibility for what
you
have said. Sir, you're making a mockery of this committee. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over. The people of New Jersey tell me what my time is. You can't lecture me.
You can tell me my time.
You may be the target of the FBI, but I am not afraid of you.
Mr. Chairman.
Not afraid of you.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
I think the American people believe the truth, that I'm not in the weeds on the everyday movements of inmates. What I am doing is protecting this country, providing historic reform, and combating the weaponization of intelligence by the likes of you. And we have countlessly proven you to be a liar in Russiagate, in January 6th. You are the biggest fraud to ever sit in the United States Senate. You are a disgrace to this institution and an utter coward.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised that you continue to lie from your perch and put on a show so you can go raise money for your charade. You are a political buffoon at best. I challenge you to say anything credibly to the truth. Go ahead and run to the cameras where you want to go now.
Both of you be quiet.
You are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups. Which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
so
are being appropriately assessed.
So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing one pull-up is not harsh, and there are always medical exemptions to that.
That was from the Daily Caller. Obviously, Maisie Hirono acknowledging that there might be biological differences between men and women. Go figure. Jasmine Crockett is a hideous human being. She accused President Trump of justifying encouraging political violence, while in the exact same breath demonizing ICE agents and skirting responsibility for the violent left-wing rhetoric, which is destroying our country. This is cut number 18 from CNN. Take a listen.
It seems like violence is okay if it is only because the man that is currently serving in the White House asked for it, even when we look at ICE officers and what they are doing to those that are accused of violating our law. That is what they think violence is okay for. But then when it ends up happening and it comes back on the other side, they claim that it's because of the Democrats and them using words like fascists.
And here's January of 2022, when that same representative, Jasmine Crockett, talked about this being a war and actually encouraging people to pick up a weapon. This is also from MSNBC with host Tiffany Cross. Cut 19.
But this is a war. This isn't a battle. And we absolutely will win this war.
It is a war. It is indeed a war. And I have to say, they have won some battles, Jasmine, but we have to keep our eye on the war, and everybody needs to pick up a weapon and get involved, because this is for the safety and lasting of the country.
Pick up a weapon and get involved. Here is the hideous disgrace brother lover Ilhan Omar attacking and smearing Charlie Kirk. I believe you might have heard this with Mehdi Hasan, but I'm going to play it because I've not had a chance to play it yet for you. This is cut 22.
What I do know for sure is that, you know, Charlie was someone who once said, you know, guns save lives after a school shooting. Charlie was someone who was willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police.
I think you called him a scumbag.
Right, have no regard, downplay slavery and what black people have gone through in this country by saying Juneteenth should never exist. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate.
A complete rewriting of history.
Yeah, there is nothing more effed up, you know, like than to completely pretend that, you know, his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so. And
this is after he was murdered, by the way. Speaker Mike Johnson responded to brother lover Ilhan Omar's hideous, despicable comments about Charlie Kirk, which is all lies, by the way, just pure lies. Cut 21.
What do you make of her characterization that he really wasn't about civil debate?
She clearly has no idea what she's talking about. She has not followed Charlie. She's playing into this characterization of him that the left has been advancing. There are people actually celebrating his murder online, and that tells you everything you need to know about that side. We've got to get cut through that. We've been very active in trying to carry on and really, I think, portray clearly what Charlie was about. And his record speaks for itself. He was a Christian, a committed believer. He understood what Scripture teaches, what you and I understand, Shannon, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual darkness. And Charlie understood. He put on, as it says there in Ephesians 6, the full armor of God to go out and advance truth and do it in love. And that's exactly what he did. That's what his legacy stands for. And everyone around this country who is mourning his death understands that in spite of what some of these voices are saying.
Okay, now, she's hideous, and there's real talk about stripping her of her committee assignments because of the horrible things that she said. And to the point that you've got people celebrating, you also have people calling for more of us to be killed. This is a left-wing streamer known as Destiny, Steve Bunnell, who has apparently a very strong following on social media, calling for conservatives to be killed more often so they're afraid to attend speaking events. This, I believe, was the goal of the shooter, which is to scare you and to scare me into not doing things like coming to Cape May, coming to Wildwood on October 10th. But we're not going to be deterred, and we're not going to be afraid, and we're going to show up in full force on October 10th for our rally in North Wildwood on the pier, because we're not going to be deterred by these idiots and these horrible, horrible human beings. Cut 23.
Shout the crime statistics?
Not exactly like...
You need conservatives to be afraid of getting killed when they go to events so that they look to their leadership to turn down the temperature. The issue is right now, they don't feel like there's any fear. Like, I don't know. It's like memes. It's just memes to everybody, I guess. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't care. I'm playing video games, okay? I'm done today. I don't give a... God, it's going to be gay if I get killed in the next 2 months. I'm doing. Well, the out here, please don't anybody make any actual the most speeches on my side. God, if it happens, I'm going to make a death note before I go out to go live and not. God, it's so. It's so optics.
Yeah. But we're not going to be afraid, and we're not going to be deterred. And that's why I want you to go to capegop.com and sign up for our big rally we're having on October 10th. Also, with regard to the Jack Carr event, our Politics and Pints, which is coming up on the 13th, just so you know, we just did another count, and there are now only 14 VIP tickets left for the event with Jack Carr on October 13th. So if you want to get your tickets, see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, or, yeah. So if you want to do that, if you want to join us, you better do it now because those tickets are flying by. 1210WPHG.com. That's Monday, October 13th with Jack Carr. And I have to also – I got a ton of stuff here. We've had a lot of guests. We've got great guests on today. But I'll get into the 6 o'clock hour a little bit on some of the other stuff that was said with Kash Patel. But I did want to play this. This is Lucy McBath of Georgia, who said that America is less safe under his FBI. Well, Kash Patel had the receipts and gave it right back to her. Cut 5.
That's simply not true. If we were not able to do two things at one time, how would we be seizing record amounts of fentanyl? 23,000 violent felons have been arrested.
I'm along to the gentle lady.
More than twice as many as last
year. I'm along to the gentle lady from Georgia.
Thank you very much. And this request basically is... it is an article from Reuters which quotes law enforcement officers familiar with agents who once covered child exploitation cases but now focus on immigration child exclusive, thousands of agents diverted to Trump immigration track down. Mr. Patel, in the short time I have left, your tenure as director of FBI has been somewhat problematic. Americans are left safe, definitely less safe under your watch. You have gutted the FBI's ability to keep safe from domestic terrorism. You have sent FBI agents to conduct traffic stops and round up hardworking immigrants who pose no danger to public safety. People even President Trump referred to as good longtime workers. Your job is to protect and serve the American public.
Time to the gentlelady.
Spent your time protecting heinous individuals and using the FBI to serve as a political circuit. You at times have appeared unequipped.
Time to the gentlelady.
This country deserves better, and I yield.
Gentlelady yields
May
back.
May I respond?
Sure can.
Simply put, what is it? Are we failing? If we're failing, how are we arresting 23,000 violent felons, twice as many as this time last year? Are we failing? Because if we're failing, how are we seizing 1,500 kilograms of meth, 25% increase from last year? Are we failing? Because we captured 4 top 10 FBI most wanted from around the world in 7 months. That's more than the entirety of the last administration. Are we failing? Because we put 1,500 child predators in prison. Are we failing? Because we dismantled 300 human trafficking networks. Which is it? You don't like me, that's fine. But don't you dare disparage the men and women of the FBI that are producing record results in historic fashion to protect this country. They are kicking ass for America, and they're going to continue to do so.
Also, it's Reuters, you idiot. Reuters, not Reuters. Reuter, they're the people that clean out your toilet. Reuters is the news site, just for the record. Can we squeeze in the Newman Price song? All right. So Newman Price made another song. What is the spirit of this song, out of curiosity?
I'll just give you the title of it. Chicks Dig Rich.
That's true. They do. That is damn true. Do you have a video accompany this with women dancing in bikinis or anything like that?
Unfortunately, we do not, but I'm sure if we... Our next request to Newman, he could probably make that happen.
All right. Well, since there's no video, we'll hold it. We'll do it on the other side. So stay tuned for that. We'll play Newman Price's next soon to be hit. In the meantime, let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. They are dedicated to making your home a beautiful place. And I am using Emmons to renovate the kids' bathroom. That's right. Matt and his team, they were over at the house the other day to give an estimate and give me their design ideas. So that's what they do at Emmons. You will save 10% off when you use the Owens Corning Platinum Contractor, Emmons Roofing and Siding. What does that Platinum Contractor status mean? It means that you get a lifetime warranty on your roof. So in addition to them being outstanding with their work, you'll have that incredible lifetime warranty. windows, doors, siding. They serve our whole region. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Now's the time to start thinking about the fact that winter is coming. So how's that roof doing? If you need any work done to your roof, do it now. Get M&C to give you a free estimate. They will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get the best in the business, the Owens Corning Platinum Certified Roof. Emmons is my go-to contractor. I've used them in two different homes over the course of 12 years. And now they're going to renovate the kids' bathroom for me because, yes, Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.